So, zur Einstimmung quasi jetzt schon mal gehört. The Riptide Movement hier aus der Konserve und jetzt gleich nochmal bei uns im Studio, denn sie sind live zu Gast. Ich freue mich sehr, dass es geklappt hat. Sie sind zwar heute Abend nicht in Berlin, normalerweise gibt es ja dann immer noch irgendwie einen Gig später. Heute ist es erstmal nicht der Fall, aber irgendwann, bald, soon, you will be playing stages here in Berlin. Not tonight, maybe, but later. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having us
Riptide
back.
Riptide Movement.
Vielen Dank.
Yeah, very good, very good. Somebody did their homework here.
Yeah.
Is that what you do when you have 5 minutes of spare time? Oh, let's get the German dictionary out and let's just improve my...
Alles gut.
Alles gut. Wow, listen to him.
He's taking that.
Is that what you Irishmen do? Huh? You have to say, yeah, now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, get closer to the microphone if I can ask you. You can do whatever you want with it. Oh, look here, a little bit closer. Is that okay? Yeah, or you just come closer. Bei mir im Studio jetzt also Jerry, JP und Mal, die drei, drei von vier, actually, die zur Band gehören. Where is the fourth member?
Gareth couldn't make it, unfortunately.
What?
Yeah, he's back in Ireland, so we have a guy called Aaron who's filling in for him. And he took the day off till tomorrow.
Okay.
So
okay, he took the day off.
So it's just the three of us today.
Okay, and somebody has to feed the cats and dogs, I guess, back in Ireland.
That's it. Someone has to do it.
Okay, but I'm very glad that I saw you taking advantage of our beer tank.
Yeah, thank
out
you.
Here.
Yeah, yeah. It's very rare you get offered a beer in a radio station.
Oh
so
yes, you know
what? We said we'd take full advantage and. Yeah, it's a new experience for us to have a beer in a radio station.
And is it any good? I mean, it's, you as an Irishman could probably...
it's very tasty.
Is
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
it's good.
It's a nice beer.
Ah, I'm very happy
Best
to
beer in
is.
The world. It's German.
You think so?
Yeah.
Even you guys say that?
No, definitely. Yeah? 100%.
What do you say in Belgian radio stations? Do you also tell us to those guys
you
over there?
You have the
there?
Best beer in the world.
Best beer in the world over there? No.
Holland, best beer
yeah,
in the world.
Yeah, you yeah, Dutch guys, just, you just know around. How to brew beer. No, but I was just saying, last night, Elbow were here, actually. Got caught in the traffic a little bit. We're going to broadcast the interview today. But they also were very thankful for having some beer before the interview.
Yeah.
And then it kind of refreshes the whole atmosphere, doesn't it?
Yeah, but there's a cool vibe up here anyway. There always is. I'd say it's a cool place to work, is it?
It is a very cool place to work, yeah. It's kind of nice.
You didn't go through all them beers by yourselves, did you? The crates that are beside the fridge.
There's a lot of empties out there.
There's a lot of empties.
I know. I heard that. I've actually never made it there. It's embarrassing to say.
Professional.
It's very embarrassing to say. Am I blushing right now?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Let's just quickly talk about your new record, which is out now. Something Special. Heißt diese neue Platte, EP, eine sehr, sehr schöne EP geworden, wieder wie man The Riptide Movement eigentlich kennt, sehr energetisch, mit großen Melodien, fast schon hymnenartig, it's hymns, basically, on that little EP, on Something Special, The Way We Know You, almost stadium rock, and still, we should say, refreshingly so, because there are so many bands now kind of saying goodbye to their ambitions to be hymn writers or stadium rockers. But you guys, just like, you know what? We keep doing that, which is very beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Would you agree? Is it stadium rock?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a few on it. Yeah, well, no, 100%. Like, the first three tracks on that EP, it's just like a ball of energy coming at you, coming out of the speakers. It's full energy, good vibes, and really big guitar riffs.
Mm-hmm.
Jay's done some really, really cool work on particularly I'll Be There and Something Special. They're really cool riffs. And then even actually the fourth track, Where Are You Now?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's quite anthemic as well.
Yeah.
You know, there's a big drum beat. You can hear that around the stadium.
It is.
And then the fifth track on it is, that's, you know, it's quite intimate song. So, but there's definitely, yeah, the EP is actually full of big songs.
Yeah. You just started your tour last week. I think it was on the 6th, or was it that weekend? Or today is what day? No, it was actually, when was the 6th? It was on Sunday.
Yeah, we played three gigs in London.
Mm-hmm.
We played on the Thursday. So we arrived over on the Thursday. We played the So Far Sound Sessions, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Played in a really cool venue there. It was a brewery. And then we played, our main slot there was the Islington, so that was part of the tour.
Okay.
So that started with a sellout, which is a good way to start the tour.
Yeah, of course.
And then we played a festival then in Putney the night after called the Music Makers Festival. Mm. So, yeah, it was a good start to the tour. Unfortunately, we're only playing one date in Germany on this tour. Because usually we'd always play Berlin. We'd normally play music on Freunden.
Yeah.
Down in, was that Kreuzberg? Is it? It's nearby here, is it?
Kreuzberg is in Berlin, actually.
Yeah.
But you are, I mean, where exactly are you playing?
We're playing in Hamburg, so we're not playing in Berlin this time.
Exactly, that's what I thought. It was only Hamburg, right?
And only
that's basically
Hamburg,
Yeah. But of course, we're hoping that you guys, maybe in 2020, are coming back with
we will, 100%, some more gigs. Yeah. 100%, yeah.
Also, Sie haben jetzt letztes Wochenende gleich 3 Gigs nacheinander in London gespielt. Es war auch sehr, sehr erfolgreich. Sie sind dort ziemlich abgefeiert worden mit Ihrer neuen EP, die wieder mal ziemlich energetisch und hymnenartig daherkommt. Also, das ist wirklich pure Spielfreude in euer Gesicht geblasen. Das werden die sicherlich wissen, die die Platte schon gehört haben. Es gab auch viele Festivals zu spielen jetzt. You've been on festivals or in festivals a lot this past summer. You've done a lot of stages, a lot of gigs, which probably was kind of a nice thing to kind of practice for and for a further tour, I guess. You have produced the whole thing in Dublin. Where are you located at the moment, by the way? You've been in London, you've been relocating to London?
Or where do we live?
In Dublin?
We all live in Dublin, yeah. Okay. We're all from the same area in Dublin as well, so it's quite handy for rehearsals and stuff, you know.
Okay, so those London days are over, definitely.
Oh, well, no, it's so close, like, you know, you can just go over. Okay. There's no need to relocate, like, you know, we're Irish boys, you know.
Yeah. And you've produced the album, or you've worked on the album together with Thomas McLachlan, who is the guitarist, I think, for the Villagers. Am I right about that?
Yeah, that's right.
But also a producer. How was that?
It was a really cool experience. Tommy's a really, really good producer, and he's a sound guy as well. But I guess for us, we've 4 albums out since we started. Mm-hmm. And Tony Colton produced our first one, and then we produced our second one, Keep On Keeping On, and we worked with Ted Hutt for a third and fourth.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great to, we kind of wanted to go back into kind of producing our own songs again. And we have a bit of experience from the studio, but Tommy was very open to letting us co-produce with him, and there was no egos or anything like that. He's just a really cool dude. So he was able to, I suppose, like, for us, we're really, really excited about this EP because we feel that we've captured a bit of our live sound. Like, everybody loves our coming to our gigs to say that we sound better live than we do on record, which is the case with lots of bands.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel like, particularly with something special, Tommy really captured that live, energetic feeling.
I would agree, yeah.
You know, so it's I think it's a good result for us. And it was just a very, very easy process. We went up and recorded in the space of a week in Tommy's studio. So
Over a week.
And then we went back and done a few mixes and redropped vocals and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But generally, it was very kind of painless and fun experience.
Yeah. Have you known each other for a longer time, or was that the first time you met him, actually?
Yeah, that's the first time we worked with Tommy. We've heard of him and we've heard of his studio, but that was the first time we actually worked with him.
Yeah, he seems to have a nice studio, right? I mean, it seems to be very, very well equipped. I just read that it's one of the best in the country, actually, with a lot of equipment there, great instruments, and especially for bands who want to have this particular live feeling or so, it would be perfect.
Yeah, and of course, like, Tommy's a great guitarist himself, so he knows what bands want, particularly a guitar band like ourselves. So he was able to get that guitar sound across on the record.
Mm. Also, Sie haben die Platte, die neue jetzt so mit, oder die EP aufgenommen mit Tommy McLachlan. Das ist der Gitarrist von The Villagers, ist aber selber auch Produzent und hat schon namhafte Bands produziert, hat The Villagers natürlich auch produziert, hat Zug produziert und hat ein tiptop ausgestattetes Studio. Dort sind sie also hingegangen, haben über den Verlauf einer Woche die Platte aufgenommen und meinten, es war natürlich exzellent, weil Tommy selber ein super Gitarrist ist und um die Qualität eines Live-Sounds weiß. Und sie selber sagen, sie werden immer wieder darauf angesprochen, dass sie live so viel besser sind als auf Platte. Und deswegen war es ihnen wichtig, ein bestimmtes Live-Gefühl jetzt also tatsächlich auch rüberzubringen auf dieser Platte mit Hilfe des Produzenten. Sie haben selber einen großen Teil zur Produktion auch wieder beigetragen, wie schon in der Vergangenheit. Aber mit ihm an der Seite hat es dann doch sehr gut funktioniert, diesen Live-Sound eben auch auf Platte zu bringen. So let's listen to some of this live sound. You're all equipped with guitars now, the best guitars this studio could offer, and your own guitars. Who has their own guitar? All of you guys? Did you bring all of your? Is there a Flux FM guitar involved here? No,
it's our own guitars.
It's all your own stuff. Okay, so we're gonna listen to actually 2 tracks.
Yeah.
So
these will be a little bit different. They're like obviously straight back, so they're kind of different variations of the songs, but
Yeah. So, but we're going to listen to something special.
Oh.
And I'll be there, right? Is that correct?
Yeah. Are we the live? We're playing them live, though, are we?
Yes, of course you are. Right. I was just wondering, which one do you want to play first?
Which one would you like to hear first?
How about I'll be there first?
Cool.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah? And then we chat again.
Yeah,
you don't have to play two songs back to back. That would be brutal. It would be cruel, wouldn't it?
A lot of work.
Yeah. So... Okay, I'll be there, the Riptide Movement here by uns, and I'm going to pass my microphone over to Jerry. Ich musste heute echt Namen üben, but I'm pretty good at it now.
You're very good at it.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
You actually have to clap your own hands so that it sounds like there is this whole audience thing. Like, wow, done well, man.
Sound good.
They really rock. Very nice. Jerry, JP und Mal von The Riptide Movement sind hier bei mir. A beautiful song to drink, to bicycle, to hug, to cry, to so many emotions.
It's a feel-good song.
It is a feel-good song, yeah. Is that what you have in mind when you write songs? Did you just approach emotions?
Dependent on the song, and then it depends where the song comes from. So in this case, it wasn't a case of the song was fully formed and was brought down to the band. It was Jay had a riff, that main guitar riff you hear, and it came out of a writing session we had. Jay had the riff already, but we had this writing session, and the song kind of came out of that. And I guess my job as a singer or writing lyrics is I try and invoke what emotion is in the music, mm-hmm. and verbalize that mm-hmm. with lyrics. So I guess one thing leads into another, really. And the riff was very energetic and very positive. So I think the lyrics are quite positive as mm-hmm. well. It's, you know, I think everyone can relate to the, particularly my favourite lines are the last lines. I don't know what the future holds, but everything we're doing it together.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's quite a nice sentiment.
Very sweet, yes. Yeah. Also ich habe sie gerade gefragt, ob das so, weil es ja so ein Motivationssong ist, ne, zu dem man zusammen trinken kann, zusammen Fahrrad fahren kann, zusammen auch weinen kann, aber das hat einen sehr, sehr schönen Spirit, dieses I'll be there for you. Und Mel sagt gerade, es stand eigentlich erst das Riff von Jay und das war so ein positives und optimistisches Riff und er hat dann natürlich die Aufgabe als jemand, der die Texte schreibt, diese Stimmung dann aufzufangen mit seinen Texten und das ist hier bei dieser Nummer auch ziemlich gut gelungen. So, let's get into a little bit more serious territory here. I'm just dying to know. Well, I'm actually not dying to know, but I'm just interested. How is this whole thing with, I'm sorry to start the topic, but Ireland and Great Britain and the Brexit, this whole fear, because I heard that a lot of Irish people are actually worried what's coming out of this whole Brexit thing. Is that same for you guys and your friends? Is that a topic among you guys or just more like, you know, we let politicians do and kind of keep out of politics?
It's the main topic of conversation around the dinner table in any pub or in like you jump into any taxi or it's a massive thing in Ireland and a massive thing for Europe and Britain as well, really. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like it's something that's gonna kind of affect all of us, but I guess Ireland being kind of the last, we're going to be the border of Europe, and unfortunately if that is the case, it's going to involve having another border back in Ireland between Ireland and Northern Ireland, and it's really unfortunate because relations between Ireland and Britain have never been so good
mm-hmm.
Up until this Brexit vote. So it's really just like kind of, it's like David Cameron basically just got like a grenade and threw it into, you know, I don't think he knew what he was doing he brought that Brexit vote about in Britain as a populist thing because it was a popular thing to have a referendum or an election over Brexit, thinking it wouldn't go, it wouldn't be voted through, and misunderstood how disenfranchised and how angry people are with their, I guess, where they are in life, and people are finding it so hard to pay rent and are just struggling. So basically, I think that's what's happening all around the world. It's not just in Britain. You can see it in America. Mm-hmm. You can see it in Italy. You can see it in Spain.
Everywhere. But you can see it here too, in this country.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Like people are just, I guess, are disillusioned, let down and fed up with the status quo of politics the last 20, 30 mm-hmm. years. And now it's moving into people are just... It's protest voting. Mm-hmm. It's not actually, and sometimes with that, you can get blinded, which your emotions can take over, and you mightn't actually be voting for the best thing that's best for you,
mm-hmm.
but you're voting for that because you're angry and you're pissed off with how things are.
Of course. But it's also that Ireland and Great Britain, I mean, it's a very special situation for you guys as a country, of course, because you have, as you already mentioned, this very special position close to Great Britain. And at the moment, it's still like the EU is not dropping you guys or not letting you down, but you would have to suffer from a hard Brexit. pretty badly. So is that a topic?
It is, but to be honest, I could be wrong, but I think this is going to work itself out. You know, I think there's far too much to lose for everybody. You know, not only Ireland, we're obviously on the front line, but for Britain as well and for Europe. There will be, maybe there might not be a deal done at the end of this month, but there will be a deal done at some stage. And at the end of the day, we're still all Europeans. At the end of the day, if Britain are out of Europe, they're still Europeans. We're like, what, the 20 miles off the French coast. We're 60 miles off the British coast. I mean, we're still Europe. So,
of course, yeah.
I mean, I hope it's just, I hope it works out, but no one knows. No one knows what's going to happen.
It's unprecedented. Like, it really is. It's not something that anyone can predict because it's never happened with such unique circumstances of Northern Ireland being wanting to stay in Europe, but Britain voting to leave Europe. And then there's a split down the middle because the Northern Irish people want to stay. But then, you know, there was a political party in Northern Ireland that held the balance of power in England with Theresa May's government. So this kind of propped everything up as well. So it's just very complex thing as well. But as Mal says, I think everyone stands to lose. I don't think anyone gains really from a hard Brexit and borders going up. I don't think anyone will, you know what, maybe there's some kind of de facto thing in British people's minds, they'll get some of their independence back or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't think they want to move away from people. I just think they want maybe reassurance that they have a bit more control. You know, I think sometimes as well, and I don't mean as far as a criticism the other way, but Europe can be, it can be sometimes too quick to push countries together. You know, there should be some kind of, you know, just like, let's do it, but let's not, you know, maybe force people to.
No, of course.
It's just another point of view. I'm not saying it's a popular point of view, but I feel sometimes a union of Europe is a great idea, but it should be maybe, you know, just let it happen, but let it happen at its own pace kind of thing.
Also ich habe Sie gerade gefragt, weil Sie ja nun in Irland sind oder in Irland leben, ob das eigentlich diskutiert wird, auch im Freundeskreis, vielleicht auch unter Musikerkreisen, denn es hätte ja tatsächlich auch Auswirkungen, wenn Boris Johnson seinen Hard Brexit durchbekommt. Gut, momentan weiß keiner, wie das Ganze zu Ende geht, aber Irland und Großbritannien, das ist eben auch eine fast untrennbare Einheit mittlerweile geworden, vor allen Dingen auch ökonomisch, und es gäbe doch derbe und herbe Konsequenzen auch für die Iren, wenn Großbritannien jetzt komplett raus ist, gerade was den Handel, gerade was die Wirtschaft betrifft. Aber die beiden haben sich jetzt auch nochmal zu einem Statement hinreißen lassen und sagen, okay, es ist ein ganz schönes Durcheinander. Die Leute sind natürlich auch irgendwie satt von der Politik, so wie sie bis jetzt lief, fühlen sich im Stich gelassen. Und das ist natürlich auch nicht nur in Irland, in Großbritannien so, sondern es ist ja auch weltweit so. Und am Ende weiß natürlich jetzt keiner, was dabei rumkommt. Man wird es sehen, wie sich das Ganze ergibt, und es wird sich irgendwie richten. Das ist eigentlich so das, was Sie nochmal gesagt haben. Okay, let's keep politics out of this. I was just wondering.
You're asking the questions.
You know, I didn't mean to start a whole political discussion. I was just actually wondering because, you know, Ireland, Great Britain, and maybe it has consequences also for musicians, because we do know that a lot of English musicians or British musicians actually say, we don't know, you know, if traveling to Europe or whatever is going to be so easy anymore. And I guess for you guys, it's also important to have Great Britain as a stage thing, you know, and we could just go back to times that we thought we had already left behind us in terms of borders and stuff like this. So anyway, let's play some music. Yeah, let's play some music. What did we want to play? Something special, of course, the title track of this EP, die jetzt raus ist. And we've got to give away vinyls of Something Special.
Yeah, and not only, the cool thing about these vinyls as well is that there's actually 7 tracks on the vinyl. And there's only 5 tracks on Spotify.
Two secret tracks or 2 vinyl tracks, so to say.
Yeah.
Also, wir haben jetzt Vinyl für euch von Something Special. Geben wir jetzt raus, wenn ihr anruft unter 030 2000 9000. Und auf dieser Vinyl-Geschichte gibt es noch 2 Tracks mehr als bei Spotify zum Beispiel. Ja. Did you want to say something else?
I was just wondering, is that the Extinction Rebellion going on?
That sounds like a parade.
It sounds like a parade, but it could also be some our street musician. Have you looked behind you? Is there someone standing there with a weird techno machine, a drum machine behind you? Jetzt müssen wir kurz mal aus dem Fenster gucken. Wir haben hier nämlich einen Soundtrack so im Hintergrund. It could also be this weirdo on his little sailboat. who's going back and forth on this screen right in front of our one in front of our
radio station.
I just I know that the Riptide Movement are trying to play a song up there. I'm just gonna go back and forth on my sailboat with my techno thing.
Well, if he gets the beat right, I don't mind. You know, if he gets
no, but if you want to close the window, please feel free to do that, because then we just shut him off.
I don't mind if you want.
Yeah.
If you want,
okay. guys, alrighty. So, Jerry, do you want my microphone again? Yeah? You can say the word and you'll get it.
Yes, please.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say thank you. I'm going to say thank you very much for being here. We were very much looking forward for you guys to coming back to Berlin to play here live. We'll be there.
Nice one.
And in the meantime, we're going to cry into our vinyls with two tracks more than on Spotify. Thanks for coming by. Have fun in Hamburg and the rest of the tour. Okay?
Thanks
very much.
Also, the Riptide Movement, jetzt hier nochmal mit einer Live-Version von Something Special. 030 2000 9000, wer eine Vinylplatte abgreifen möchte. Und jetzt geht's auf. Ich gebe mein Mikrofon ab.
Dankeschön.
Just can't get enough of you. You're just the cutest thing. You're just so gorgeous. You're just so good. And I got a lot of love to give. I'll give it all to you. If you want me. If you want me too. Just electric. It tastes so good because you're something special. It feels so good. It's just electric. It tastes so good because you're something special. Just can't get enough of you. You're just the sweetest thing. You're just so gorgeous. You're just so cool. And I've got all I'll ever need with you in my arms. I know it sounds stupid, but I think it's love. It tastes so good because you're something special. It feels so good to be connected. It tastes so good because you're something special. I just can't control myself. I just can't control myself. I just can't control myself. Whenever I'm with you, when we're together, it feels so good. It's just electric. It tastes so good because you're something special. It's just electric. It tastes so good because you're something special.
Aus der Rubrik Egal ist 88.